Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
In the Lowcountry, we're fortunate to have great healthcare close to home. Hilton Head Hospital was recently named among the top 5% of hospitals in the country for joint replacements. The CEO of Hilton Head Regional Healthcare, Joel Taylor, is in our studio with our very own Bill Miles to talk about state-of-the-art care, what's on the horizon, and how they're giving back. Let's listen.
Joel, we're excited to be with you today and talking about your favorite subject, I know, which is Hilton Head Hospital.
Absolutely.
Great news recently came out about Hilton Head Hospital and being named by HealthGrades as one of America's 100 best hospitals for orthopedic surgery. Now, you've done that not once, not twice, but three times in a row. And I think that speaks volumes about what you have going on at Hilton Head Hospital. Share a little bit about what that means to the region and what it means to your team as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bill. And I appreciate your team and you helping just all that you do for our community. And we are proud at Hilton Head Hospital of the recognition by HealthGrades. So HealthGrades is an independent third-party organization that evaluates, and in this instance, they evaluated 3 years of Medicare patient data from over 4,000 hospitals across the country. And in that evaluation, recognized Hilton Head Hospital for a number of different things. And you hit on probably the most prominent one, which is the recognition for the work we do in orthopedic surgery. You know, this year, with our team in the operating room, with the exceptional orthopedic surgeons we have, we'll do over 1,200 orthopedic surgeries at Hilton Head Hospital. It is certainly one of our biggest service lines, and it's one that we are very proud of. From my vantage point, these awards really recognize the processes we have in place, that commitment to quality and safety that really all is built on the team of physicians, the team of nurses, the team of the scrub techs and the OR, everybody involved in that commitment to quality bears itself out in these awards. And so we're very proud of it. HealthGrades also recognized Hilton Head Hospital for work within vascular care, pulmonology, broader surgical care, excellence, and safety. And so we were excited to recognize it, took it as an opportunity to recognize the staff. And then certainly for us, it's a differentiator of what we do at Hilton Head Hospital.
So. You know, sometimes I think people think of Hilton Head Hospital as being a small hospital. And if you want to gauge that by number of beds, perhaps so. But also it's a hospital that has great technology and one that you and under your leadership has always been instrumental in keeping it that way. And talk about the technology that we have here at the hospital.
Absolutely. I think what is unique within healthcare is the evolution of that technology used in hospitals every day. Over the years at Hilton Head Hospital, we've invested in robotics, both in the Smith & Nephew Cori system that Dr. Jason Norcross uses, the Globus system that Dr. Jeff Rubin, one of our spine surgeons, uses. Those are pieces of equipment that are cutting edge that allow us to do pretty amazing things as you said, at a relatively small hospital. That investment in technology coupled with exceptionally well-trained physicians that really could practice anywhere in the world. I say this pretty routinely. We have a medical staff that could practice wherever they wanted. They choose to live in this area, and we have the opportunity to work with them. And from my vantage point, they come with high expectations, as do our patients. And so my job is relatively easy. It's meeting those expectations, building those programs back to the HealthGrades Awards that they can be proud of, that they invest their time in, and that patients feel comfortable in doing it. We also have invested in robotics out at Coastal Carolina Hospital. The Da Vinci robot out there that we use for gynecological surgery, general surgery, a lot of urological surgery is another investment in technology. We just celebrated our 3,000th Da Vinci robot surgery out there. And again, it's a tool for our surgeons to use, just like the Smith & Nephew CORI system that allows for improved precisional technique, but also quicker healing times and recovery times for our patients. So it's one more component of what we do, making sure that what we do every single day is focused on the patient. It's just that those are the pieces that, from my vantage point, I'm proud of what we do as a team, and that invigorate me as the leader.
So. You mentioned Coastal Carolina Hospital, and that's where you came here for, what you came here for, and to be the CEO there, and then moving on to Hilton Head Hospital and being the market executive for the system here. I remember not too long ago, right around that 3,000th procedure that you did an open house at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to be there, and it's amazing being able to step in and actually do perform what the surgeons are performing. It just blew my mind, and I think by opening it to the public, you had, I think, several classes of school children through there, adults, just a phenomenal experience. Did you get a lot of positive feedback on that?
We did. We got more coverage from opening it up to the students than a lot of the different components of public relations and outreach that we do. It was an opportunity for area high schoolers to really see real world examples of what technology can do. These robotics classes that I know my youngest son is in a robotics class, seeing what that really means in the real world, quote unquote, was fun to watch. The teachers were very appreciative. We just enjoyed it as a leadership team, and as I know, as a development team. It was a fun event, and it highlighted obviously what Coastal Carolina does, but it also gave everyone a little insight into what goes on in a realm that most people don't really experience. So it was fun.
Your mission of extraordinary care close to home, that's something that you have at the mission of Hilton Head Healthcare. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think as you look at who we are as a health system, we talk a lot about Coastal Carolina Hospital, Hilton Head Hospital. We also have over 40 employed physicians and another 40 plus independent physicians that we work with. From my vantage point, I have folks that have heard me speak. I reference my family a lot. I have two young boys. Well, they're not as young as they used to be, both teenagers now. But the importance that I bring, or the importance that I see, rather, in having high-quality healthcare close to home impacts me. I want to have the confidence that what I need, what my wife needs, what our family needs is right here. What we do well. And so I talk a lot about the efforts to collaborate across our two hospitals, the focus on urology, robotic surgery at Coastal Carolina, coupled with cardiovascular surgery and cardiovascular care at Hilton Head, as well as the orthopedics and spine that we've talked about this afternoon. It's making sure that we develop very high quality programs in partnership with our physicians that the community can rely on. And I've had the privilege and honor in leading hospitals in other parts of the Southeast. This area is so unique in so many ways. One of those ways is the breadth and depth of two relatively small hospitals and what we bring. And I think people should know about it and be proud of it, because I certainly am.
Absolutely. It's great having Hilton Head Hospital here on Hilton Head Island.
Absolutely.
Employees, we know that workforce is a challenge, not just for the hospitality industry, but it touches all segments of business. Talk about your workforce and some of the challenges you see there, and maybe hopefully some ideas of how you're overcoming those.
Yeah, absolutely. That's certainly a headline, I think, for any employer in our area and probably nationally. I'm certainly focused on our work here in the Lowcountry. Employee recruitment and retention is strategic and operational priority number one. This year, we have hired over 100 new colleagues across our market. Hilton Head Hospital specifically has hired over 30 new RNs in year to date. So through the end of through the end of August, we will have brought on 30 new team members, RNs specifically. 2022 was a challenging year from a staffing standpoint. 2023, we've got more options and opportunities. We have changed schedules, pay rates certainly across the healthcare marketplace has been a focus, and we've had to respond there appropriately so. But now we are looking at what we can do around workforce housing. And so in the not too distant future, I will announce a partnership with a local group to provide seasonal and temporary housing for certain members of our clinical staff here on the island. So we're really close to being able to share those details more publicly. I use that as an example of the challenging workforce market that exists has provided for innovation that historically we didn't need, that we have responded by doing things differently to meet that need so that we can care for our community.
Joel, when I think back through the years of Hilton Head Hospital, I think of quality healthcare, and then I also think of an organization that is very giving and giving back to the community. And probably many of our listeners today might not realize that the Community Foundation was started from the sale of Hilton Head Hospital. And the Community Foundation is doing tremendous work in the region, but it all started right there. And I know you also personally believe in giving back to the community and being involved in a number of different things. First of all, I want to say we're glad to have you serving on the Hilton Head Island Bluffton Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, but then also serving this year as the board chair for Bluffton Self-Help. You've been involved with them since you arrived in 2018.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, Bill. I think from my vantage point, it's important for our organization and certainly for our leadership team to be part of that broader community that's focused on service. As a health system, we have an annual Healthy Over Hungry cereal drive that staff and others, community members, participate in. And this year, we donated almost 8,000 boxes of cereal. That's one example. We also will donate over $100,000 to local community organizations and events because that is part of the fabric of this area. I've been here almost 7 years. One piece that still amazes me is how philanthropic this community is, that there are so many well-run not-for-profits, so many engaged people that give back to the community. And Bluffton Self-Help is certainly near and dear to my heart. I'm proud of the work that team does. But Bill, the work that you and your team do is truly immense. The efforts that you all put forward to support local business, to help our community thrive, it's pretty awesome just to be a part of each of those organizations.
It's a great, great community. Well, I can't let you go without talking a little bit about football. Football season's getting ready to start. I know you're a big LSU fan. And what are you seeing the Tigers this year?
Oh, man. I think everyone's holding their breath. Last year was it was a little bit of a surprise with the new coach arriving. This year, those expectations are a little bit higher. I am a huge LSU Tiger fan. I'm also, I respect the work that the SEC has done. So it's a competitive field. So my hope is we can make it to Atlanta and play in the SEC championship again. But time will tell. I love the time of year around here when football kicks off. I drive a Jeep, and when I can have the top off the Jeep, and that it's hard to beat going to the festivals on Hilton Head Island. This is a great time of year. So.
It sure is. Well, we look forward to having you back with us. Thanks for leading a great hospital. Thanks for being a great community partner. And also, thank you for being a friend.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.